Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Tuesday to everyone. Wheels will be back tomorrow. He has been in Atlanta for his sister-in-law's celebration of life, and he'll be back in tomorrow. I'm sure he'll be glad to get back in town. Michael Kelly from Hancock & Kelly is here with us for an hour. Haven't seen you in a while.
Hey, good afternoon.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, this is the first time I've gotten to celebrate your 25 years. Congratulations,
Thank
man.
Thank you, my friend.
What an incredible accomplishment.
Thank you.
And now this week we're going to celebrate 100 of KMOX.
Yeah, nuts. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever pinch yourself sometimes, like, you're on KMOX. I mean, maybe one of the most impactful radio stations in the history of American radio.
Yeah, I honestly couldn't have, scheduled my career better. Other than I always wanted to do mornings at KSHE, and I really tried when I was at Emmis. I mean, like, they were talking to me about it. We were on like big discussions and Bob and Tom and stuff back then. But putting that aside, yeah, doing my 20 years at 97.1 and really helping to build that from nothing, mm-hmm. and then end up on KMOX. And I don't know if I've ever told you this story, but the reason I'm here is because of Nick.
Really?
Yeah. So there is discussions going back and forth like, hey, you know, you're not quite conservative enough for 97.1. Reardon's too conservative for KMOX. We're thinking about switching you. And so Nick's my lifelong consigliere, so I went to him and he said, in typical Nick fashion, he goes, well, I'll tell you this from my standpoint. If I could say that my dad was on the same station as Bob Costas and Jack Buck and Mike Shannon, that would make me very proud. And I was like, done.
Yeah.
Right? Sold. Just done.
Sold.
Yeah.
Right. It's a special place.
It is. Yeah. Thursday is going to be really cool. So on Thursday, we are blowing out the entire day. From like 8 in the morning until 6:30 at night. And we're all, this is my favorite part of it, is that we're all doing different time slots with different people. I will be on from 10 a.m. to noon with Amy and Charlie Brennan and Costas and John Carney. That's super cool, right?
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Exactly.
And I know you guys are doing the thing about the way that we've covered politics over the years, and mm-hmm. it's going to be fun.
Yep.
It's going to be a good time.
I'll be there for part of that with you.
Cool.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a giant cocktail party on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I think so. Gosh, there's so much stuff. I'm so glad you're here during this hour because there's so much stuff to get into politically and so much stuff happened today. But I have a couple of things I have to deal with first. One is Mike's referencing my 25 years in radio. Today's a first. I've never done a radio broadcast with the windows open. mm-hmm. This is a new one.
Yeah.
Like, as
it
you guys,
so homey.
As you guys know, we've been dealing with terrible heat. And you say like terrible, it's like between 78 and 84 every day for 3 weeks. And it does, may not sound that bad, but when you're in a basically air-proof room, you know, a soundproof room and not the greatest, you know, circulation of air, and it's 84 degrees, and you're doing a four-hour show, like, it gets, you know. So last night they got to the point where they literally, we had this big, like, bulletproof double-pane glass in the windows, and they took it out and just opened the windows. And Steve was saying, like, well, just be careful because, you know, we don't want the sounds of the city intruding. We're like, yeah, if we happen to hear any, we'll shut those windows right away. I don't think we have to worry about the hustle and bustle.
There's not much hustle and bustle.
Downtown St. Louis.
Occasional quick cracking noise and maybe some sirens.
Yes. Then the other thing I wanted to bring up, today is our company Thanksgiving lunch. And I have never been a part of it.
No.
And I, for several reasons, one, I'm antisocial. Two, it kind of ruins Thanksgiving for me because I want Thanksgiving to be Thanksgiving. There's a reason I don't eat Thanksgiving dinner other than Thanksgiving Day. I could have it anytime I wanted.
Right.
But I, so it's a potluck.
Yeah.
I didn't bring anything. And people were asking me, hey, why don't you go back and get something to eat? Well, because I didn't bring anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's just like a rule, right?
Right.
Oh, didn't stop me.
Yeah, well, of course.
And I didn't want to say who it was, but he was my friend telling me to go back and eat.
Yeah. But the whole potluck concept, I'm just not a fan of it. Because the person that you see once a year in the bathroom, you know, is now suddenly in charge of the scalloped potatoes.
Yes.
And you're like,
I don't know what their home is like. I don't know how often they're washing their hands.
I didn't want to go there.
I don't know how clean their dishes are. No, it's 100%. That's why I just ate the rolls and a couple other things. But just the rolls. Because I'm like, the rolls are safe.
Yeah.
It's some money. But I think, yeah, there were also some wings back there, which I think might have been catered.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that feels better to me. Because ideally, it should be the same thing, right? Like, you don't know how clean... Yeah, the restaurant, you know.
Well, I know, I think this is probably still true, but back when Phoebe was in school, you couldn't bring any home-baked goods because there, you might have nuts in there or something and a kid's going to die, or you could be a scumbag. And so at first it was like, oh, how dare you? How dare you? Then it's like, you know.
Hey, you ruined my walk yesterday.
Yeah?
I was listening to you guys, and you recounted that story about throwing your keys.
Yeah.
The whole throwing your keys thing just because blah, blah, blah. So as I'm walking, I'm on my long walk. I'm going to do 4 or 5 miles. As I'm walking, they had just decorated the Central West End with all the flowers and the mums, and then they have little pumpkins.
Yeah.
And as I'm walking by about 10 of these flower things, I see these little pumpkins, and I'm half tempted. Now, I've never been tempted to pick up a pumpkin in my entire life and smash one. But I was like, maybe I'll pick up this pumpkin and smash it. And it all became because of the reason. Now, I did not pick up the pumpkin.
Good for you.
And smash it. But then I walked all the way up to St. Louis Shoe and back and thought about that pumpkin the whole time. And I'm like, listening to Glover is turning me into a criminal.
It's the call of the void. The call of the void. The fact that you realized that Michael Kelly at 50 years old, I could smash this.
I could smash
all the pumpkins.
Yes. Well, I couldn't believe they put big pumpkins in the middle of land, you know, of these, because they were nice pumpkins. You could take them home, carve them, cook them. I don't know. And I was like, I would like to smash my... And then it was all because you're telling me about how you'd like to throw your keys.
Try me and me. I can't go to normal people events like weddings and funerals because I'm sitting there thinking the whole time, everyone's like, we're going to miss Charlie. He was a great father. And I'm like, what if I stood up and took up my shirt and grabbed my nipples and said, me nipples be so happy. Like, what would people do? What would people do? Would they talk about it forever? Would someone punch me in the face? Like, what? And so I just don't go because I'm just going to sit there and think that.
So when I go to an event, I'm sitting there thinking about how quickly I can get out of it. How quickly can I leave? And I have a little trick. I shouldn't share it on the radio, but, you know, nobody's listening. I just always ask people, no matter where I'm at, hey, where's the bathroom? Where's the bathroom? Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm.
Good one.
So that the entire time I've asked people where the bathroom is. So if somebody says, hey, I saw Mike Kelly, where's it? He went to the bathroom.
Went to the bathroom.
And then I was just there 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. That would be, this is a far, I think that's tortured. Yeah. I think being tortured about taking your shirt off and twisting your nipples.
I have a thing like you with leaving, but what I always say is, hey, how do you get to Highway 40 from here?
Anybody know how to get to my house? Just hypothetically.
Oh, God. I don't even want to talk about politics.
I know.
Let's not. Lots happening, though, right?
A lot's happening. Yeah. Did you see the press conference with President Trump and the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia?
No, I read that he rolled out the red carpet. I've been in meetings.
Dude.
But...
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't like Saudi Arabia. I'm just going to state it.
Right.
And I'll be honest, I'm not an authority on Saudi Arabia. So I'm sure that a smart Saudi Arabia guy could make me look foolish for why I don't like them.
Right.
But I don't like that they lead the world in executions and they behead everyone in the public square. I don't like the way they treat women. I don't like the way they treat gay people. I don't like the fact that the CIA made a formal finding that the Crown Prince himself ordered the killing of that journalist Khashoggi. Mm-hmm. I don't like any of it. I understand that life has realities. And the reality seems to be, certainly in America, it's all about money. It's not about morals. It's not about taking a stand. If we did that in the past, maybe we didn't. Maybe I'm just have been victim to propaganda. But we certainly don't do it now. And so it's all about money. And then they get in there and they start the press conference. And I kind of knew this was going to happen. Someone's going to ask about Khashoggi. Someone's going to ask about Epstein. And it's one Google away. You can hear it yourself. But basically, Donald Trump goes off on the reporters. You're not only a terrible reporter, you're a terrible person. And ABC should have their license taken away. How dare you embarrass my friend? And then he goes on to say, this guy, Crown Prince, is respected by everyone universally. And the Khashoggi guy, a lot of people didn't like him. Mm. Wow. Oh my God.
And things happen.
Wow.
Things happen. It's just like, Rach, you were watching it with me. I mean, it's just so upside down.
Well, yeah. It's completely upside down. Do you think any other president, even another Republican, would have met with the Crown Prince? I think what do they call him?
MBS.
MBS. Yeah. I just can't imagine they would. I think there's something that drives this man's ego about breaking the norms of what we would do. Of course, Putin's a war criminal, but I'm going to host him. I'm going to go see this little rocket man because no other American president's done it. Yeah, the whole world hates MBS, but I'm going to bring him to town. I think that's maybe 90% of what's driving this, because I can't imagine Marco Rubio or Mitt Romney or pick your Republican out there, even J.D. Vance, doing this.
Yeah. Yeah, and I will say again, because I really, really do try to be fair and try to like see other people's side of it. And I know that politics makes strange bedfellows within our country and internationally. I know that during World War One and Two and all the conflicts that we had to meet with our enemies who we felt were evil people. We had to negotiate. We had to sign things. I get all that. There's that. And then there's rolling out the literal red carpet for this guy. Bring him into the Gold LeMay Oval Office. Saying that everyone in the world respects him, ABC should have their license taken away for having the audacity to ask him about that, and that some people didn't like Khashoggi, and things just happen. Like, that's just, it's just a bridge too far for me. It's embarrassing.
To Michael's point, you really illustrated it well yesterday, Dave, because Dave was saying yesterday that the only thing that it took him to get on board with the 50-year mortgage thing wasn't considering it financially or thinking about how it might help the economy. It was just some guy saying, what if you were the guy who's remembered for making the 50-year mortgage?
Trump mortgage plan.
Yeah, and I think that that sort of thing is very, very, as important as it is for him to be liked, which is the most important thing for him, is that everybody loves him. It's that he wants everyone to be like, Trump was the one who did this thing. Trump was the one who went and met with MBS. Well, Trump was the one who went and met with
You see these patterns, and everyone knows about the Epstein stuff, and that, you know, Trump was vehemently against releasing it until he saw that he was going to lose, and he can't lose, so he changed his mind and he's going to, you know, support it. But Mike Johnson is supporting, he's going to vote for it, but boy, is he letting everyone know how stupid this is and all that kind of stuff. Then I find out that Andrew Tate, admitted misogynist, proud misogynist, and accused rapist, landed in America. We were ready for him, stopped him, took his devices and all this stuff, but someone intervened. The White House. This just came out today. The White House intervened on behalf of this misogynist, accused rapist, and the guy who did it was their former lawyer, who is now a part of the administration. So we're protecting these guys. We're protecting whoever's in the Epstein files. We're protecting MBS. What am I missing?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. Happy Tuesday. We have Brad Young will join us in three. Brad's always great on days like this. Think Tank today, we have Steve Ellman and Donna Behringer, so that should be good. What's new in your world politically?
Oh, goodness, just tracking what's happening with the sheriff's office.
Yeah.
That poor guy.
They forgot to pick him up for court?
Yeah. Well, it sounds like the feds wouldn't release him, but you would just think this is a young guy who got involved in politics, caught up some stuff. He's in way over his head. He's made some really foolish, likely criminal decisions. And you just wonder, you would think sitting in jail would kind of set you right.
Right.
And he seems to be doubling down on it.
Yeah.
So I'm observing that, and that's awfully wild. I was thrilled to see that the union strike ended out at the airport with Boeing.
Yes.
And, you know, that Boeing, dude, that the amount of construction and jobs going on out there is
hard to wrap your mind around.
It really is. It's, you know, we grew up with McDonnell Douglas, mm-hmm. right? And we thought that it had dwindled. Well, man, they are bringing back programs left and right out there. So one of the bright spots of what's happened in our region.
Yeah, and no shade to Boeing.
Right.
It's a local company. It employs people I know. But it's amazing that the doors can literally fall off your planes and people just keep ordering them.
Well,
I want to be in a business like that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, first of all, the planes they make out in St. Louis
right,
are the
different.
Military planes. And, you know, they produce thousands of planes a year. And who knows what contributes to accidents and they ultimately get settled. But, yeah, the job I want, Dave, is to be a football coach who gets hired for about $60 million, gives it a good year and a half, and they give you the $60 million to leave.
It's crazy.
$60 million. And by the way, that's some public funds that are involved mm-hmm. in that. And yeah, it's just baffling to me. I saw the governor of Louisiana was involved in this. Like, really? This is what we're doing now?
Mm-hmm.
Governors are involved in college football and paying off coaches?
I mean, not to be all whatever, but imagine if the aliens did land and they just observed us for a couple of months. And they went back to report and they're like, okay, tell me about these people. They're like, well, it's all about money. It's all about sports. It's all about sex. It's all about, you know, it's like, I don't think we'd get a good report.
No. And they all just want to kill each other.
Right.
Don't we all automatically pair up into sides and want to fight each other? It doesn't matter. I was at an event the other day where we were drawing up some lines for some ridiculous teams, and people started fighting, and I'm just like, it must be in our DNA that we constantly have to fight. And by the way, I want to give you some props, because last night you completed a stomping of me in fantasy football.
Didn't want to bring it up.
And here we are 30 minutes into the show and you've yet to gloat at all.
Not that guy.
It's very classy, Dave.
It is very classy. Quite impressive. Now Dave and I are first and second in the league. Although I think half the people that are playing with us quit halfway through the season.
I'm right.
Still invested.
I don't think they're even fielding teams. Okay. Someone sing.
My computer is so screwed up right now. It's like not even funny. Like everything just keeps crashing. So now the music's not working.
At least the window's open.
Yeah, that's good.
Open. We could bump with the sounds of the city.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Feels weird going into a segment with absolutely no music.
Yeah.
Very awkward.
Try it again.
I sometimes have to take notes of the songs you play because I'm like, I got to go back and listen to that song. Because when Dave starts talking, I'm like, no, wait.
See?
I was jamming.
I know.
We got the best music in the city.
Yeah, we do have the best music. We really, really do. Man, is anyone else watching the Ken Burns Revolutionary War doc?
Mm-mm.
Are you not into docs?
I don't mind them, but I forgot that this one had even started.
Yeah, I'm super into them. It's like the biggest thing in my life right now. It's just...
And are you a Ken Burns disciple?
Yes.
Because most people who are love them. Tell me what's going on.
So it's just like... In typical Ken Burns detail, you know, and he has all these great voice actors who are doing all the voices... And what's fascinating is, to me, it's always so different than you thought it would be. Like, you say Revolutionary War. I've got like 60 seconds on it, right? I mean, I know like Bunker Hill and Benedict Arnold and this kind of stuff, but to go into that much detail and how it really could have been avoided. We were pretty salty. Like, we were pretty like, we're not taking any S whatsoever. And then they enacted the Stamp Act and we're like, F you. And so they repealed it and everything was fine. And then something else happened. We're like, oh, F you. And it was just so interesting. And from England's perspective, I never really put this together. They made very little money from us. They made all of their money from the colonies in the Caribbean. While we were lousy with slavery, they were super, super into slavery. And the more into slavery a country was, the more money they made. Duh. Huh. And so England eventually looked at the Revolutionary War and they're like, we're losing thousands of people and millions of dollars. And these guys don't even really make that much money for us. So just get rid of it. So just so fascinating how things actually happened.
I'm going to have to check it out. It's on PBS. So I guess you can get it on Amazon as well. How many episodes is it going to be? Do you know?
It's 12 hours. I think it's 6 2-hour. Oh, I know.
It's a commitment.
It's a commitment.
And that's how baseball was the first Ken Burns documentary I saw. And I loved it. But after you run that marathon for a little while, there's some of them where you're like, okay, come on. I don't need to know what Babe Ruth's underwear looked like.
Yeah, I found with the baseball one, it was great to put on and do other things.
Yeah.
And then you could just be like, oh, Swampy Williams, you know, and, you know.
So is it storytelling in this? Because with baseball and stuff, he had a lot of pictures that he could reference. I can't imagine there's too many pictures.
Lots
from the
of paintings, lots of reenactments. So, you know, another thing I was thinking, I'm sure this is one of these stupid things I think, but I was thinking about education. And when we think about education, especially like grade school, middle school, high school, what do we all think about? We think about, oh God, I got a quiz, I've got a test, I've got a this, I've got a that. It made me think that maybe we have just, our education system, the way we present material to our students, maybe that ruined what seems to me to be, why aren't we all just born with this insatiable hunger for information? We're just born on this rock in the middle of a galaxy and you don't know anything. And then people are like, hey, we've been doing this for thousands and thousands of years. We figured out tons of stuff and we'd like to tell you. You're like, no, hey, get away. I'm playing kickball. You know what I mean? It's like, why wouldn't we be like, yes, yes, what's up with this? And how does this work?
Right. But I don't know about you. I guess there's some learning we need to do as children or as young people that are basics, right? Multiplication and adding and subtracting and stuff like that. But it wasn't until later in life that I actually really wanted to learn some of the stuff they were trying to force in my head in school. So, but I don't know that it's because it's extra exciting now that I'm interested. I just happen to pay more attention to what happened in World War II because we're reliving a lot of it.
I feel like it's easier to learn stuff when you don't have to. Like, it's easier to get interested when it doesn't feel like someone's like, okay,
that's what
you
I'm
have
saying.
No
maybe
choice.
Our whole education system was just bad.
Yeah.
Well, don't you think also it's easier to, or like more pleasant to learn as an adult because that's more of your free time? Like when you're a kid, going to school is your job. So you're like, oh man, I got to go clock in. I got to go try to get good grades. And it's just something you're dreading. And then as an adult, I mean, I know I personally wish I would have tried harder in school. So then it's like, man, I guess you just don't realize at the time how valuable that thing you're doing is. You don't know what you got till it's gone type of situation.
Did you guys see the story about the maid who was shot through the door?
No, yeah. Where was this?
Oh, I forget. Easily Googled. But this guy and his wife, it was 7 in the morning, and a maid and I believe her husband were going to clean a house. And they got the wrong house. They admit it. They got the wrong house. And the guy says that at 7 in the morning, we hear someone aggressively trying to get through our front door. And they're not stopping. And so he fired a single shot through the closed door, hits her in the chest. She dies. So castle doctrine, right? Your home is your castle. You can defend it from people trying to get in. But then they looked at it and said, well, the facts don't really bear out what he said. There's no evidence of them trying to, like, jimmy the lock or anything like that. We think it was just a simple misunderstanding. He overreacted. Any just initial thoughts to that?
I've lived in some bad neighborhoods, and never in my life, I don't have a gun, never would have a gun. But if I had a gun, I never would think, if even if somebody was busting into my door without knowing what was going on, that I would shoot that gun. And so I hear it, and I don't buy it. But I guess, you know, I'm not a gun person.
I mean, I wouldn't say that, looking at the house here, this is the house, wouldn't say that that is probably a bad neighborhood. It's
right.
Looks to be like a $800,000 house. It's in a place called Whitestown, Indiana, which is a suburb of Indianapolis. And I don't see how this could possibly be construed as anything except, yeah, you overreacted, buddy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Debbie says, who the hell shoots without asking who it is? Agreed.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that alone should negate any, like, castle doctrine. You know what I mean? If you haven't even tried to engage with the person and ask, what are you doing knocking or banging on the door or whatever, then I don't see how you could be, like, in fear for your life and feel like you have to defend your life. You don't even know what's going on. It could be a dog jumping on the door or something. You know what I mean? You have no idea what's
going on.
Someone
could be in trouble.
Somebody could be in trouble.
I get why it's scary. It would scare me too.
Sure, it's like unnerving, certainly, but like, he shot her in the head through a door. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, there's, I just don't feel like, I don't understand how castle doctrine could possibly cover that.
Right.
If she's like pounding on the door saying, let me in right now or I'm breaking this door down or whatever. But I highly doubt that's what she was saying because she was part of a cleaning crew that was at the wrong address.
Yeah, police are saying there's no evidence that she entered the home before she was shot. I mean, at that case, how does castle doctrine even apply? Because you're allowed to be on someone's front. Like, I would assume, like, the general public is allowed to come up on your front porch and, you know, like, deliver a package, deliver a pizza, to sell you something.
We can ask Brad. I think you can shoot someone outside your house. I think the rule is basically, if you are within reasonable belief that if you don't shoot this person, they're going to come in and hurt you. I think that's the rule. But this isn't that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there could be, that's why I'm saying, like, I just don't feel like there could be any reasonable belief that this person felt like their life was in danger and they needed to take action.
Yeah, if you look out your window and there are three people on your porch with guns screaming at you, and I mean, I can envision circumstances.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely, I can.
And looking at this neighborhood that I just saw the picture, I just can't imagine that this is a tense neighborhood where, oh, well, there's been burglaries or other things that are happening constantly in the neighborhood. This looks like something you'd see in O'Fallon or any
suburban
St.
Louis.
Gorgeous
house.
Yeah.
We're just kind of moving on to different topics here in the 1 o'clock with Mike. As you know, I'm not covered in tattoos, but my arms are pretty much covered in tattoos. And it's a new thing. It hasn't happened for the first time just recently. It's happened before, but now it's happening in mass. That people are going in and getting tattoos and they're being put under, like, general anesthesia. Like, if you're going to have a heart transplant or something.
Right.
And then they get multiple tattoo artists to do as much as they possibly can during the time that the doctors feel that it's safe to put you under. So, one, I feel like it's cheating.
Mm. Right.
I'm old school.
Sure.
I don't think you earned it. And I think you do need to earn a tattoo. Two, what's wrong with you? Like, people don't wake up from anesthesia sometimes.
Right.
I mean,
I'm not a tattoo person. I have none. Zero. Won't get one. But I thought the pain was part of what drove people to want to go do the tattoo. I thought am I wrong?
No,
no,
for most people
that's
it
definitely
is
a thing.
Yeah, because I don't get it. But I appreciate it, and I can tell good artwork, etc. But I just, put yourself under. Now, have you seen these guys who have painted, like, the guy from Blink-182 who have, like, painted their whole bodies, or even Adam Levine, that gorgeous creature? He is a good looking man, right? Yeah. He's made himself all tatted up. Did you see the 60 Minutes chess?
Chess no. boxing. Yeah.
You didn't see this?
I saw the preview for it.
So 60 Minutes, you know, they do all their pieces. Their last one, their human interest piece, was about a Ukrainian boxing match that takes place where they beat each other for 5 minutes in the ring or 3 minutes in the ring, and then they get out and speed chess for 3 minutes, and if they still don't have a winner, they have to go back into the ring and beat each other up until they get either a winner in the ring or a winner in chess. I mean, how sick is that?
It's weird.
You think they'll do that out at the chess club here in St. Louis?
That's weird.
But it got profiled on 60 Minutes, so it wasn't like it was some...
I've heard of it before. It's not like a one-and-done thing. Like, I've heard of chess boxing in the past.
Yeah.
I didn't know that it was literally just playing chess and then boxing and then playing chess.
When was the last time you finished a game of chess with another human being? Not on a computer, where you were sat down at a board to play chess. I swear to you,
I've never
walked away from every game. We've always been like, oh,
it's like Monopoly. I've never finished Monopoly.
6 or 7 years ago. Because with my buddy at his house right after he bought it. And that was either 2018 or 2019.
I mean, it's a commitment to play a game of chess.
Yes.
I know, I've never learned the speed thing where it kind of forces it to end, but it's like Monopoly, like you said. Perfect thing, Dave.
Hey, music's back.
Yeah, I got it to work.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back, DGS and Kim Lex, human shy of 2 p.m. Reminding you that between now and Christmas Eve, we are asking you to go to your local Hardee's, get breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They'll ask you to donate $1 to Operation Food Search and get a DGS 25th anniversary Christmas sticker. Hopefully you can give more than $1. Hopefully you can go numerous times. We just got our total amount, and what is it?
$7,800 for the past 6 days.
Okay.
Not bad. Great job, DGS audience.
Not bad.
I'm going to Hardee's tomorrow morning for my breakfast, and I will keep everybody updated.
And we should have our Bissinger's Dave's Faves truffle box coming out probably next week.
Mm-hmm. I would think.
And that will be for sale at all of the Bissinger's locations and online. And Dan, who owns Bissinger's along with his family, is donating every penny to Operation Food Search. Isn't that great?
So cool.
Mm-hmm.
Turning into Oprah, man.
Yeah, no kidding.
Dave's favorite things.
Yeah.
That'd be a whole list of things.
That'd be a good bit.
Yeah.
Dave's favorite.
It's all used off of eBay.
Yeah. It really would
be. Like, now you can't find this for yourself.
Yeah, you can't find this for yourself. I bought this. This was somebody's actual work.
This is a guy in Indiana named Ted who has these Lucchese boots.
Nick walks in with Nick Glover, Dave's son, and I work together. And he walks in with shirts all the time. I'm like, what's that? He's like, I don't know. It's some high school in middle of Illinois. And I'll be like, really? And he's like, yeah, I just thought it was a cool shirt. I bought it on eBay.
Isn't it weird? I know you don't have kids, but it's so weird that genetically your kids do look like you.
Right.
And they I don't think it's made up. They seem to take on some of your stuff, you know?
It's in the DNA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's spectacular, and he's, you know, Nick, as we have all discussed, is funnier than Dave.
Yes.
He's quicker, but it's an aggravating humor to me because it hits me about 30 minutes after he says the joke.
Yeah. He plants seeds.
Yes, and then, I mean, literally have called him sometimes at 9 o'clock at night and was like, remember when you made that reference to tangerines? I just got it.
I am so thankful that I have good kids.
Yeah.
I say something that most people won't say. I have friends whose kids are so crappy that I know they don't like them. They love them. They put them through school, but I can tell they don't like them.
Right.
100%.
Really?
That's a possibility. 100%. Because not everyone's likable.
Yeah.
Some people are a-holes. And if your child is an a-hole...
Yeah, but whose fault is that?
Doesn't matter.
You know, a kid just doesn't come out rotten.
Doesn't matter.
They don't, but I do think it's not always the parents' fault.
Yeah, I think sometimes kids are
just No, I think sometimes it is the parents' fault, but sometimes it's not the parents' fault if the kid is like a jerk. Like, I know some people around my age that are like really terrible people, but their parents seem lovely.
Yeah, but couldn't they have helped contribute to it?
There's definitely
the guardrails on.
Yeah, there's definitely like a sense of like enabling, I think. So even if you're not like encouraging your kid to be a bad person, if you're not actively putting a stop to it, you're sort of enabling it by default.
Mm-hmm.
So there is some element, I guess, on that side of it. But yeah,
well,
some people are just jerks.
Well, it's like people who complain their kids are spoiled. It's like they don't have their own credit card. Like,
well,
what are you talking about?
If you're mad your kids are spoiled, it's because you spoiled them. Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Hey, have you guys had Heim Bloom on yet?
Not yet.
Mm-mm.
Dude. This guy's voice, is like something out of it's out of a radio hall of fame.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a voice like nobody's business.
Yeah,
I just thought I'd mention that. I was listening to sports on a Sunday, and I was like, "Who is this really well-spoken, intelligent dude?" And then they're like, "That's Heim Bloom."
No, the first time when he did the big news conference, I told the guys, "I'm like, I would let him be president of the country."
Right?
Like, just he seems reasonable and smart, and
that was impressive
authentic.
To hear him talk. And answer questions, and he's just, like I said, he's got that deep register. There's something cool about him.
And he's only like 40.
Yeah, 42.
And I always marvel, like, I'm 61. If I lived to be 161, I don't think I'd be that much better. But, like, to get that good at anything by 42 is impressive.
Have you been able to get past the jealousy of it? Because typically when I find somebody who's younger than me that's better, I'm just
jealous.
Like, that just makes me aggravated.
I'm extremely jealous.
Yeah, like they're not as good as I think they are because they need to learn some more stuff.
You know who really pisses me off the most are people who are more successful than me, who I don't think earned it. They got lucky.
Right.
And I think I hate them so much because I secretly think that about me.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I had a vision of Jared Kushner, but I don't, you know, I can't project myself into Jared Kushner, but he's a guy I just don't like. I feel like he's everything you just described.
Yeah.
But I get what you're saying.
And everyone in, like, I'm in show business. And so when I see people in show business who are killing it and I know them and they're just not that good. And I'm sure doctors feel that way about other doctors and teachers feel that way about other teachers. And I'm just willing to admit how small I am.
Yeah. Now we're going to have Costas going to, I'm sure we're going to celebrate the 100th anniversary with him.
Yep.
How about that? You rub elbows with Bob Costas.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had him on a few times.
He's always been a headlock. Let me teach you a couple things, Bob.
Oh yeah. If he were in, I'd definitely give him a wet willy.
Tell him this is how you need to handle an interview.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it, buddy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.